A formal proposal has been submitted to have the Garson Community Center and Arena named after the late NHL star George Armstrong. The center's current name is generic, according to a nomination form submitted by the Nickel Center Minor Hockey Association, which has proposed the new name, George Armstrong Arena and Community Center. In the spirit of Indigenous culture and recognition, in the city of Greater Sudbury, and due to the fact that George Armstrong had an incredible career as a professional hockey player of Indigenous descent, they said the center should be renamed after him. Armstrong was a resident of the Greater Sudbury area, and is a role model to all children, but more so for children of Indigenous descent, according to the nomination form, which also notes that Armstrong's NHL banner hangs in his hometown arena. The hockey legend died on January 24, 2021, at the age of 90, prompting several waves of memorials. Hockey Hall of Famer, Stanley Cup champion, captain, coach, executive, and leader, are just some of the many ways to describe George's incredible hockey legacy and why the banner of the local legend is proudly on display in the Garson Arena, then-Mayor Brian Bigger said at the time, at which time flags were lowered at half-mast in Armstrong's honor. He didn't like the spotlight, Armstrong's nephew, Greg McCourt, told Sudbury.com during a skate in Armstrong's honor on January 24, 2021. He always took it as a team sport. It wasn't just him. It was a whole team that did it. He never took it all for himself. It was always shared. Born in Skeed in 1930, Armstrong lived his childhood and early teens in Falconbridge with his mother, an Algonquin woman, and his father, an Irishman who worked at the mine. He signed with the Toronto Maple Leafs in 1946, and played 21 seasons with the team. His career included 12 seasons as team captain, 4 Stanley Cup victories and the final goal of the original Six era in the final game of the historic series. He followed his playing career as a coach. Whether the Garson Community Center and Arena is renamed is ultimately up to City Council. One point of confusion flagged thus far, according to a report by City Leisure Services Director Jeff Pafford, is that people might mistake it for the existing Howard Armstrong Recreation Center. However, with one an arena, community center and the other a pool, recreation center, he said confusion should be minimal. The city is expected to undertake a consultation effort, which will include a public meeting. This will be followed by a report to City Council with options and a recommendation. Pafford's report, which outlines the process it will take to rename the Garson Community Center and Arena, will be presented to City Council during their April 17 Community and Emergency Services Committee meeting. The meeting will begin at 4:30 p.m. and can be viewed in person at Tom Davies Square or live-streamed by clicking here. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.